KT, WB4EAM.
WB4EAM, W2JKT. How's it going, Martin? I'm on Echolink, by the way.
Can tell. It doesn't sound near as good as your mobile rig normally. Oh, okay. Well, I'm doing fine. Just thought you might be leaving work. Didn't know whether you were at home or commuting today. Just thought I'd say hi and see how things are going.
Oh, things are going fine. I'm just coming up on, what's this exit here, 42 for 185. So just, yeah, about 15 minutes out of the office. Headed home today, hoping to get caught up on some chores tonight. How's everything with you?
Fine. I had a dermatology appointment this morning. They didn't find anything to freeze except for a few things that I wanted them to freeze, so no issues there for another year. And Emily's been in Atlanta yesterday and today. She's coming back this evening, so I've been taking care of the pups by myself. The new engine came for the, rebuilt, like new engine came for the plane yesterday, and they started putting that on today, so maybe in a couple weeks I'll have an airplane again, but won't do me much good because the airport won't be back open by then.
Yeah, that's too bad. You know, when I know you told me they were going to reopen it, but maybe you can just remind me. You also have your foot surgery coming up too, don't you?
It's November the 18th, and it's unsure exactly when the airport will open. The original notum said November the 12th, but I think they're thinking closer to the beginning of December right now. So they've certainly had good weather to work on it, except for the last few days where it's been kind of icky, but they're laying down two asphalt layers that are 2 inches thick each, is what I was told. So there's a lot of surface area there. You know, the thing's like 100 feet wide or something like that and a mile long, so it takes a while.
Is that just a routine resurfacing, or are they bulking up the surface so they can handle heavier birds?
It's a complete revamp. They ground off all the existing asphalt and basically embellished the base that's there, and now they're putting the asphalt back down. Of course, they'll have to paint and all that, but that won't take too long, I don't think. So I don't. There were some weaknesses in the runway, I think, that were probably not impacting light traffic, but probably a problem with some of the bigger jets that come in there. We sure do have a lot.
Yeah, especially this time of year with home football games and everything, lots and lots of jet traffic coming in. But well, the beginning of December, that's not really the end of the world. It's only really another, you know, month before that's done. So yeah, it'll be nice when it's done. That's for sure. You know, nothing. You know, whenever I'm riding my bike around, you know, nothing beats.
Popped out a little bit that time. Is that thing Vox activated?
No, it isn't. There is a push-to-talk on the phone for the Echolink app. It's just, it's not very tolerant of network dropouts, and, you know, if there's even a brief interruption in the internet connection, it'll lose a bunch of audio, because I think it's using UDP for streaming. So, you know, if it loses a packet, it loses a packet, it just skips it.
Well, it's all right. It's somewhat effective. You sure got a lot more background noise than you do when you're using the regular mic on the radio. I guess the gain, the AGC, is really cranked up for using it as a phone. Where it, a lot of background noise is what I'm hearing, I guess, from your truck driving. I say truck. I don't know if you're in your truck or your car. Assume perhaps you're in your car. A lot of wind sounding noise. W2JKT, WB4EAM.
WB4EAM, W2JKT. Yeah, there's a lot of noise, a lot of road noise. I'm going through that section of Greenville where they have those really loud patches. I'm in the Bolt. It's actually pretty quiet. If I were in the truck, I would definitely be on the radio, you know, because that's a permanent installation. But I'm hoping maybe by weekend I can get this radio properly installed and you know, hooked up to ground and, you know, get a ground plane from the antenna or go with the 5/8 wave 2 meter, which, you know, don't, you know, need a ground plane on that. At least not a very good one anyway. So, yeah, I need to do something, though, because the RF radio just isn't working.
Okay, I got most of that. So, well, I'll let you go. It's a little difficult, so I'll just let you get on up the road and enjoy your evening. You can we can try to get together again for lunch sometime. Maybe next week we can hit that spot again in Anderson and catch up a little bit if you want to.
Yeah, Martin, that'd be great. I think it's been a couple weeks, so let's see, I'm not sure what my work from home plan is for next week, but I'm sure I'll be in the office at least 3 days, so let me just figure out which day those will be, and I'll let you know, and we'll figure it out. But yeah, good talking to you. I'm glad you thought to check in. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WB4EAM, this is W2JKT.
Safe travels home, and we'll talk with you later on. So, 73s for today. W2JKT, WB4EAM. Catch you later.
All right, 73 Martin, talk to you later. This is W2JKT Mobile by Echolink.
My call out, see if you want to chat for a minute.
All right, pleasure's all mine, sir. Let me turn this radio down in the background here. I just turned on Highway 101 up here, just north of Wade Hampton by the fruit market, and headed towards back home where I'm going to have some Swiss steak and corn on the cob, baked potatoes, and baked beans.
Life ain't no more fun after that, is it?
That's all you can get. Bernice is at home, and I had to run down and get some welding gloves. I have a project I'm working on to develop a projectile of a certain diameter for my shooter that shoots a lineup so I can pull my antennas up with it. I don't need it right at this moment, but I need to get this down pat because the sinkers that fit that bore are more velocity with this one that's machined closer tolerances, Larry.
You mentioned welding gloves. Are you going to actually do the welding?
No, this will be a lead projectile, and I can vary the weights of it by the size of it, and then by the different mixtures of lead, tin, and antimony in it.
Anyway, okay. Well, I hope your project goes well. Sounds kind of interesting. I've got 2 meters and 440, and that's about all I've got. I would like to have some kind of general coverage receiver just to see, listen around on some of the other bands just to see what's on there. I had one several years ago, no helicopters, and I gave it away, and I wish many a day I'd kept it.
Yes, I'd agree with you. And there are a lot of fellows out there that have boat anchors sitting around, and if you'd repeat that now and then, I'm sure somebody would volunteer to let you have one, or at a very reduced price at the most. But there's a lot of good amateur radio operators on this frequency, and I know you're not asking for a handout, but there are a lot that just sitting on the shelf. I had a 590 and a 590 SG, and I just love them both. And a good friend of mine down by Hartwell needed a radio, and I sold the extra one to him. I'd kept it for a spare, but knock on wood, I really have never needed it with my Kenwood stuff. But I'd highly recommend one of those if you could pick one up used. The 590 now, TS 590 is an older model by a few years, so you can pick them up pretty reasonable.
You may put that on the swap net one week and see if somebody's got one. I was up at the Pickens Flea Market. This has been about 7 or 8 years ago, and somebody had a realistic receiver. I don't remember the model name of it, but it's not a really big radio, but the thing looked brand new. And he wasn't asking much for it, and I should have bought it, but I turned and walked away.
I have mixed emotions on the realistic stuff. My first radio was a 202 Handy Talkie, and it done just fine. It did blow a final in it, and I replaced that with a little heavier final. But the Kenwoods, the Asus, the ICOMs, and that, if you could pick something up that has been around a few years, yet reasonable. I'll tell you what, KI4DOS, he knows, and Gary knows a lot of people, and I'll bet you he knows where one's at. And Dave, DJW, W4DJW, also knows a lot of people and sometimes come upon estates. And occasionally somebody will just give stuff away, or they do sell it really cheap. But you couldn't go wrong going with Gary or Joy or whoever's running the net, and KL4NUE might be able to help you out with his knowledge now, too. He's really growing fast in the amateur world, and he knows a lot of people.
Dave's cell phone number. I may just send him a text message here before too long and ask him about that. Right now, I'm on my way to mother-in-law's. Her lamp post light is not working, so I got to see if I can figure out what's wrong with that. But hopefully it's not too much trouble. If it is, I'll have to come back later. But anyway, yeah, I'll look around, see what I can find.
Knows a lot of people, been around a lot of years here, and so is Gary. And either one of them be an excellent reference for knowing where stuff like that's at. And I don't know what all Chad knows with that respect, but she'll help anyone, believe me. And so he might have knowledge of one. But there's a great deal of people on there that... it'd be nice to have a receiver there. I think you'd enjoy it. I don't know if you're in an HRO or what, whether you can have an antenna. I'm fortunate. I kind of live out at the edge of town here of Greer, and I got a super loop up. It's 100 foot long. I got a 265 foot Carolina Windham, and I have a another 160 meter vertical that we just put up. So I'm very fortunate. The wire antennas really work great if you can get one up. And if you're in an HRO, you can hide one real easy with some of that number 22 copper clad steel out there. Nobody'd ever see it, Larry. Well, I've arrived home, so I'll let you go. You have a good time and good luck, and be careful there at the mother-in-law's, and stay out of that electricity if you can possibly do that. Larry, I forgot your call sign in JKD, I think it was. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final, sir.
Good to talk to you, and I'll be on the lookout for one. And I know with the time change, it's going to be dark sooner, so you stay indoors and a better time to sit in and listen to the radio. Anyway, good talking to you, and thanks for the suggestions, and we'll chat with you later. KC4SKD.
KC4SKD N0TR73, Larry. I'll talk to you down the line.
W2JKT, mobile by Echolamp.